840 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, a big decision made yesterday by the Illinois High School Association. And, you've heard it this morning on sports. The boys' state tournament moving back to Champaign. Girls' tournaments will remain in Normal at Redbird Arena. And joining us to talk more about it here this morning is the executive director of the Illinois High School Association, Craig Anderson. Craig, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. We were just talking off the air a little bit. All these, 6 degrees of separation. Of course, you're a native of Cambridge, and you played with one of my friends from high school, J.C. Wise, was a head basketball coach at Cambridge at that time. You played for him. Then you went on and played over at Monmouth College. Tyler here also played over at Monmouth. He's a little bit younger. He was an Oxford grad and played for Terry Glasgow as well. So we got all these all these relationships here. All right. Well, well, Craig, again, thanks so much for joining us. Well, let's talk about the decision. Now, was this a vote by the principals and athletic directors, or how did that actually work yesterday?
Yeah, so yesterday was a meeting of our IHSA board of directors, and they're made up of member school principals, 11 members on the board, and they voted based upon the bids that we had received from all of the three locations vying for an opportunity to host. And that vote went, as you mentioned, to Redbird Arena for our girls tournament as we return there, and then moving the boys tournament over to Champaign-Urbana.
Well, and obviously it was nothing against the job that Peoria did. I mean, a lot of people liked it. For me, it was tough when it moved because, you know, from the time I was in fourth grade on, I missed one tournament in Champaign, and I just started a job in the early 80s and couldn't get a weekend off. And I went a couple times in Peoria, and just to me, it wasn't anything bad about what they did. It was just the arena. It was just because the State Farm Center is such a unique building. So, again, it's nothing, and it sounds like even with a vote, it's nothing Peoria did wrong, it sounds like.
No, absolutely not. You know, and as we reflect back, you know, the things that Peoria did in bringing the March Madness experience and that really brought the volunteerism, the host coaches, and a number of things that they put in place that, you know, will likely be tailored when it returns to Champaign. A number of those things, they can't duplicate the experience. That's definitely unique to Peoria and 25 years of that and what they did locally in the area to annually produce sponsorship money in order to put that on is really great. But as the board reflected on, you know, we spent a great deal of time in Peoria and we're transitioning the format of the tournament, that being the boys now just to a single weekend of 3 days, and the things that Champaign-Urbana have done, along with the renovation to State Farm Center, really, I think, tipped it to that direction and had the board decide to move it to Champaign-Urbana.
Craig Anderson, executive director of the Illinois High School Association, joining us here this morning. The decision voted on yesterday, and the boys' day tournament heading back to the State Farm Center. And yeah, one of the questions I kind of wondered if the experience March Madness, the experience was going to be part of this. Was one of the big factors sponsorship wise? Because I assume State Farm had a big hand in trying to help get it back to Champaign.
Yeah, you know, they really made it a community effort. They found sponsors within the university and outside of the university. You know, they really made it a community-based bid, put together a rather large group of folks and invested on bringing the tournament back. And so, yeah, they were, you know, they put together some sponsorship dollars and really created a package that, you know, the board had to consider. And you know, again, when you go back to the single weekend that we created for our boys' tournament, it really moved the board in that direction. On top of, as you mentioned, you know, the uniqueness of that facility, State Farm Center, and now with the renovations that they've done inside the center are really fabulous. And the game day experience and just, you know, when you put that much money into a complex, it really creates a really unique and outstanding facility for our students to now go and be a part of.
Talking with Craig Anderson, executive director of the IHSA. Yeah, one of the concerns when it first came up was like, man, that, you know, obviously I know you've struggled with attendance, so you've been trying to work on things with that. And I thought, well, you move back there in that big cavern, it's going to seem even worse. But it makes sense now with, like you said, with the change in the format that starts next year. It really makes sense in the way the tournament's going to be run, and you're hoping to, you know, to get, you know, maybe pushing 16,000 people there.
Yeah, you know, we're hopeful that this will rejuvenate some excitement in the tournament. You know, as you said, the change in the scheduling of the tournament going to a single weekend with, you know, 16 games being played over 3 days. We'll have, I think, a lot of different fans in and out of the arena. The size of it is one thing, and, you know, we want to fill it up as best we can, and I think that's still yet to be seen. Those that do come and get the experience being in the arena, you know, the audiovisual that's a part of that now, it'll create some real entertainment as folks are there and enjoying the games.
Craig Anderson, Executive Director of the Illinois High School Association, joining us here this morning. Yeah, there's so many factors when it comes to attendance, and one of those, obviously, before your tenure was the change to the four-class system. But there's just, I guess, life has changed as well, and there's so many other things to do. What are some of the things you're working on, obviously, with the boys' tournament? That, I guess, that's the same with the girls, because, you know, sometimes Redbird Arena seems a little bit cavernous, but maybe this change in format is going to help with that as well.
Yeah, you know, that was obviously a little bit of what we were working on with this change. You know, we're really hopeful that Saturday four championship games in a weekend really produces a lot of interest, you know, more so than just those that follow the teams that are competing, but maybe the casual fan will make their way into that Saturday championship day just to see all of the championship games. So, you know, some unique opportunities in that. And then, the Champaign-Urbana steering committee and all of this, that they'll go to work and support us and really promoting things locally so that some folks that maybe haven't been to our tournament, at least in that immediate area, I think they'll rejuvenate the excitement and do things locally there within the community to really build up support.
He's the executive director of the Illinois High School Association, Craig Anderson, joining us here this morning. Let's change gears a little bit, Craig. There's been a lot of talk lately. You finally were able to come out with some information on some student athletes getting back to doing some workouts during this off season. Obviously, it was a strange end with no boys' state tournament this past year, no spring sports, and, you know, you kept saying, it's like, okay, we're going to have an announcement coming up next week on opening up. We're going to have an announcement coming up. And it sounds like you were at the mercy of the Illinois Department of Public Health.
Yeah, we were. It was unfortunate for us. And, you know, I think there were some things that were happening that were, you know, obviously out of our control with timelines. And you know, totally understand the burden on Illinois Department of Public Health at this time with all of their trying to do testing and monitoring a variety of things happening, and especially as things are now starting to trend towards, at that time, we were getting closer to starting right at the beginning of phase three of the Restore Illinois plan. And so, our board of directors yesterday established and approved the next step for us, which is our stage two return to play. And so we're hopeful that us getting out ahead of this, I actually emailed that off to the Illinois Department of Public Health today to try to get that communication started and get approval of our next stage, because we're hopeful that our state will transition to phase four, and as a result, that will create more opportunities for our students in our schools to engage in now hopefully some sports-specific training that will lead us into the fall season, where we remain hopeful that we can conduct fall sports coming up starting in August.
Well, I guess that's the thing. It looks like, you know, all the hope is obviously that these seasons happen, but I guess what we don't know is how is it going to look.
Yeah, we really don't. Yeah, I mean, we're considering, of course, everything. You know, we're looking at reduced seasons, extended seasons, a lot of different things to consider depending upon what timelines we are faced with and limitations of things that we can do and when we can do them. We don't know what it's going to look like, but obviously with our announcement yesterday and the selection of boys championships, we're hopeful that this winter will
in March, we'll be in a position to be at both our boys and girls, along with all of our other championships. But we really have our eye on the fall, of course, and trying to get things underway and see about the timelines and what we can do yet this fall.
Craig Anderson, Executive Director of the Illinois High School Association, joining us here this morning. Craig, anything else going on that we need to know about or anything else that's on the horizon?
Yeah, you know, there were a number of things that happened at our board meeting yesterday. It was the board came out with a joint resolution related to Black Lives Matter, and, you know, we're recognizing as a membership body that's important to recognize, and we'll continue to monitor and build into our mission, you know, that's critically important for us to support our students and educators and coaches, et cetera. But they also approved in the 21-22 school year for us to conduct a girls wrestling state championship state series. So that's exciting for that group. And so, you know, it was just real positive things happening for us. And so while things coming out of the spring, as you mentioned, we're, you know, a little low, not conducting any championships. We'll like the progress and especially, as we move towards phase four, really looking forward to opportunities to advance, get kids out competing, practicing and competing like they ordinarily would in the summer is what's really positive.
You know, I guess one of the things we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the need for officials, and I guess it probably doesn't matter what sport.
You're right. It really doesn't. You know, we need them, and we recognize, that especially in this early start, that we want to be cautious with our officials, their age, and where, you know, what conditions they might be working in. So we always need officials. It's an easy process to log on to our website and become an official. We provide the education and the clinics and the rules books. And so we'd welcome anyone. And we recognize in these economic times that we're in that, you know, as sports get underway and competitions begin, and we think that's going to happen when we transition to phase four, that it's a way for somebody to make a little extra money and give back to our young people.
Maybe if there's no fans in the fall, that'll encourage more people to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, we had some states that around us, not in Illinois, but some that finished their state championship seasons with no fans. And as I spoke to directors in those states, they said it was some of the most pleasing sportsmanship kind of games that they'd ever been a part of. You know, everybody kind of... And unique that they were just thankful for the opportunity to be able to play, but they mentioned that the limited number or no fans really created a unique part. So, yeah, if we're under those limits, I think it's a great time to initiate officiating for sure.
And if somebody's interested, they just get on the IHSA website, find the information there, or application, rule book, and all that type of thing? Or
yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay. It's an online process. They submit their personal information and email, and then we'll communicate back with them, and we'll get sent to them some rules books, some case books for them to get in and study the rules, and then we'll have a testing, a rules exam later when we get close to the season that they have to take, and let them know about clinics, in-person clinics that they can attend when those are permitted to obviously learn more about the avocation of officiating.
Craig Anderson, Executive Director of Illinois High School Association, joining us. Craig, thank you for taking some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it, and best of luck with getting things straightened out for this fall.
You bet. I appreciate the time and to join with you, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.